The fact is that he, first of all, points out his analogy to the previous Messiah and says he is the last Khalifa as of his Ummah, as I am the last Khalifa of this Ummah. Yet by the last, he obviously does not mean the last in time, but last in status. Because there were so many Khulafa, or the successors of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, and so are the successors of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. So what does last mean here in this context? It could not be last in time. Otherwise, the Khulafa are still continuing, and it is his own prophecy that Khilafat Ahmadiyya will continue, Qudrat Thaniya, till the end of the time. So obviously here the last is in the sense of, as you say in English, is the last of things. First and last both are used as superlative, not only in Arabic but in other languages as well. For Awwalul Mu'mineen, Awwalul Muslimeen, and Khatamul Khulafa, Khatamul Anbiya, they are all idioms to indicate one and the same thing, that is supremacy in office. So it is in this sense that he is using this term. And the last light as well, in this sense, that I am the last representative in light of Hazrat Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody who wants to seek light, leaving me alone, who does not enter the door of righteousness through as I have shown it, he will be left in darkness. So in the fact is that whichever community is truly representative of Hazur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, light can be only gained through that community. That is obvious, and there is no gainsaying this fact. Every other sect which claims to be righteous and true and truly belonging to Hazur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following his footsteps has to make the same claim. Even if they are not making, this should be their claim, that we are the last light, because leaving us alone without seeing Hazur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we see him, you cannot reach him. So that is the meaning of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that without seeking his help, one cannot reach Hazur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he was truly and in reality. Not the myth of him which has been created by many sects, but the reality, that the most beautiful reality of Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam can only be reached through him, and as he again is wasila, that is the means to reach Allah. So ultimate course of righteousness is through, at present, in present day, through Masih Maud alayhi salam, which would lead to Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through him to Allah. Now this is talking it too mechanically. You know, I'm explaining it not literally, in literal terms, but metaphorically. Otherwise it is too mechanical an approach to religion. In essence, if you understand what I mean, then there is no objection. The essence is that Islam, as represented by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, is the only Islam which can survive this the age. Because as you know the details of other concepts, they have been left far behind in the Middle Ages. While the light of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so rational and logical and clear that it did not only convince the mind, the heart fell in love with it. That was the beauty of Hazur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's approach to religion. In the Middle Ages, that approach was distorted. So previously, it was easy for man to reach Allah through Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is through his teachings. Through contact with him, they could easily reach Allah, because he showed the way, paved the path for reaching Allah. But in the Middle Ages, that path was destroyed. new concepts crept into Islam. Until the sects started warring with each other in fundamentals, not only in details but in fundamentals. One sect told you that Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is omnipotent and omniscient, and the other said that to believe in Hazur Akram to be omnipotent and omniscient is to indulge in idolatry, clear and simple. So that was the fundamental difference which was created. One sect said to call the first three caliph bad names was the way to salvation. And this is not only what enemies tell about the Shiites' belief, it is written in their books, and they themselves openly claim when they are not fearing any persecution. They admit this is correct. And there is a regular term for this, to call bad names to the first three caliphs and to wish ill of them and to pray against them. This is an article of faith with Shiites, and they take pride in it. They said this is correct. They were usurpers. The first right to caliphate belonged to Hazrat Ali, and because they had usurped it, so naturally this should be the reaction. And they have their own logic. On the other hand, when you look at the Sunni approach, they say this is the biggest of crimes. To call the first three caliphs as usurpers and to be the Sardarul Munafiqeen and this and that, this is the highest of folly according to them. Now these two claims are at war with each other. Couldn't be true both at one time. So in this situation, where is light? Can you see any light? How can you be led? Only if it is shown by Allah. This is why Imam Mahdi means the one who has been guided by Allah. So the last opportunity for the Muslims to see light, to begin to realize where the fault lies, where the truth lies, is through Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. That is a factual position. So when we make a mechanical approach, it appears rather unconvincing that this is some doctrine and can't be understood. But go into the realities and have a detailed analysis, and it's perfectly convincing. Hope you follow this. Yes.